Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here, 7 after the hour. Looks like Tuesday, January 20th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn along for the ride, which promises to be a fairly rough one for President Obama. After last year's State of the Union speech, he was pretty able to check off most of what he wanted to do because, well, he doesn't because he had people cooperating with him on the congressional side. He just decided he was going to be the king. I am the king.
That's right.
And executive actions brought around a lot of things, at least into the forefront. Not a lot of things were done. Tonight, the State of the Union, this would be his, what, sixth, seventh?
How many? This would be his seventh, wouldn't it? Seventh. It's his second to last.
Sixth.
Oh, he only does seven.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Does anybody care? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean this to be, I'm not being a wise guy. Jennifer, you care with the president may or may not say tonight, given the State of the Union.
Yes, I do. Okay. And I do because I think he's doing something kind of interesting here.
Which is?
He's bringing up all these new tax hikes with this idea, tax the rich, give to the poor.
Right.
Which I don't think he thinks he can ever pass because he's got, you know, he's kind of lame duck right now.
Kind of.
Well, he is a lame duck. But what I think he's trying to do...
Excuse me.
That's okay. No, what I think he's trying to do, and this is the important part, is that I think he's trying to set this idea up for the upcoming elections for 2016 and beyond.
So you help Mrs. Clinton? You think he really wants to help Mrs. Clinton?
I don't know that this even helps Clinton. I think this helps like people like Elizabeth Warren. I mean, they're the ones that are way, way over on the other side. I mean, the fact that people are not outraged by this, because in theory, give, you know, take from the rich, give to the poor, sounds great to me. I don't consider myself to be rich except in love.
Sounds great to you?
Well, of course, sounds great. Why not? Take from the rich and give to people like us.
But if you're a shallow thinker and
right.
I don't have any real...
But here's what I'm getting at. So this is what I'm saying.
Would you lower Jen's voice a little bit louder? Go ahead.
In theory, it's, wow, you know, perfect world, fine.
Yeah.
But when you start going through all these ideas that he has, this is not just for the rich. The fact that he's going after capital gains is probably the single most disturbing thing to me, other than what he's going to try to do.
Well, it's just the momentum has just started to come back again in the economy, and this is a great way to kill it. There's a speciousness to this. I don't know whether I think this guy is smart, whether he's evil. I don't really, I'm not sure that I understand or even that I
Those
care to understand.
Yeah, he's either smart, he's not smart, or he's
about. Mm-hmm. Kenny, your thoughts as someone who had some supportive ideas around what his ideas were at one point in time anyway.
I think he's smart, but I think it's gotten to the point where both sides are just trying to annoy the other.
Mm.
You know, you had the Republicans saying as they were coming in that they wanted to work with the president, and the first bunch of things that they did were things they knew he wouldn't support, that he was going to veto. That when and he's turning around and doing the same thing to them.
I don't think that's true. The Keystone Pipeline is one that everybody supports, and that's the first thing that they're trying to pass.
And that's the first thing
that he's going to veto because he's in the back pocket of a lot of environmentalists.
And that's something that he said he would veto. To veto all along, and then they came up with like six anti-abortion bills last week, which will go nowhere. But that's, you know, it's both sides are doing the same thing to each other, that's where we've gotten to now.
So it's just stop motion. That's
it
all
kind of is, but you know what? This kind of stuff sets the scene for something greater to me and more philosophical than just lawmaking. And, you know, Dougie, one of my things in life is that we've done a really good job of making people lazy and dependent on a system that can't afford to keep them for their whole lives. But it grows government, and you and I both are not a big fan of doing that, I know. I just feel like it takes away the American dream, coming here, working, bettering yourself. Now it's coming here and letting the government take care of you, and you just kind of dealing with mediocrity or something.
Well,
I don't know.
There's a simplistic... Yes, you do know. Don't say you don't know, because you do know.
I do.
There's a simplistic side to this and it's really skullduggery at work. And I'm gonna hammer home this all day long, because it is something that's very close to me. I never had anybody help me during the earlier years. I just happened to grow up in an atmosphere where work was appreciated. Maybe it's in my genes. Maybe it's astrologically where my sign is. I work very hard.
What you do, right?
And I'm not like Bill Clinton, who's, I'm working very hard to be the president. Hey, Charlie, you wanted to be president. Don't bitch to me about how hard you work. I don't want to hear how hard you work. Get the job done that you said you wanted. In my case, I don't ask anybody for anything. I'm happy to work and try to figure out how to do things that at the end of the day will be productive. Productive either for me or my family or the greater good. And it isn't that I even focus on it that way, but I am under the impression, because of what I have learned through my own travails, that the world is full of opportunity. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything. Every day for an hour at the end of this program, you can listen to hour number 6 and hear entrepreneur, business people, and inventors galore. Every day, we have a different one. Every week, we have 5 different people who come onto the program to discuss their ideas, to understand where it is that the American dream can take you if you're willing to go down that street. So don't give me this crap about how 1% of the world controls half of the wealth. That's not their fault for the most part. Not all of them, but most of them, especially the, nouveau riche. People who have come up with ideas. Look at Silicon Valley and what they have produced there. Look at what they call Route 128 in Massachusetts, the Silicon Valley of the East. Look at in the Midwest the kind of things that have been created by farmers or agrarians. We can look at almost any opportunity. We can look at almost any field. We can look at almost anything that is creative and see money attached to it. Create your own wealth. Don't be taking money from me that I worked hard or somebody else worked hard to come up with. There is nothing about any of this, whether it's my radio program or my farm. And I'm making this very personal because I think
you're
personal.
Doing a great job. It is personal. And
it is.
Like,
I am so goddamn sick, and I am.
I know.
Of these people who think that they are entitled to something because they're just here, and we have encouraged. That to happen.
And we apologize for success now.
Yeah, but right. It's bad. Saying,
oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm driving this kind of a car or whatever it is.
No.
This is not bad. These people are smart and they have created, not all of them. Some of them have the Rockefeller spoon or whatever. But at some point, the first Rockefeller created what the rest of the Rockefellers have enjoyed. Kennedy's. Somebody created that, and it may have been at somebody else's expense. Who knows? But they created wealth on their own that has been passed down. You look at the MacArthurs in Florida. I mean, you can find hundreds, thousands, millions of names over either recent history or expand back to the time of when the Bible, I was talking earlier, Jennifer, about a book called The Millionaire Moses, which basically is like Napoleon Hill in a biblical sense. It is all about what you can create on your own and not relying on anybody else. Can everybody do it? You can. Is everybody capable? Yep. Everybody desire to do it? No.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No, because it's easy to create this speciousness, and this is why I so dislike the current thinking.
Yeah.
Because it is all aimed at taking it and not creating. We have the opportunity. God, if you believe in this message, and this is, again, these people who talk about their religious, they don't believe, they believe in what they can get for themselves. And the business of, people say power corrupts. Yeah, it does. It can, if you allow it to. I know many people. Bill Gates, he didn't have anybody helping him. He dropped out of college, figured out how to do the things that have basically created Microsoft, and look at what he's the wealthiest guy in the world. Did somebody help him along the way? Yeah, I've had good people working with him, and he recognized they were good people. But he started it. It was his idea. You can say the same whether you agree or disagree that Zuckerberg stole the idea from those twins for Facebook, whatever. He's brought it to the point where it is almost single-handedly, not quite single, but he's got some good people around him, recognize that. Look at the Apple reality. I mean, look at any of these.
That was dead. Remember when Apple was dead in the 80s? It was over.
So if these people have done it, why can't you? You say, well, I don't want to live in the right neighborhood.
Nah, no. Neither do I.
Garbage. No, it's not in the right neighborhood either. Anyway, I'm off on a rant and a toot. And
but, you know, thank you for saying that. You're absolutely right, because that I think that's what bothers me more than any of this, you know, sides he said, she said, I'm not going to do it because he doesn't want me to. It's more than that. This is more about a philosophical shift in the country that's very disappointing.
Well, it isn't just disappointing. It's destructive.
It's awful.
Yeah. It doesn't bring us anything. The fact that we are still on top of the heap only speaks to how bad... Well, I don't know about that, but I think it only speaks to how bad the rest of the world is run, frankly. All right. Food for thought. 888-302-3684. 18 after on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Let's say hi to people listening around the country, Jen Jen.
Okay.
Anchorage, hello.
I love Anchorage.
Anchorage. Fort Wayne in the environs in Indiana, hello.
Sorry about those colds.
State College, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Good news for a Penn State fan.
Okay. Abilene.
Oh,
Abilene.
Nothing.
Remember? Abilene.
Nothing for Abilene.
Abilene. All right. In the background, TLC, will you explain this song, Jen Jen, please?
This is a song called No Scrubs by a band called TLC Dougie. And do you know what a scrub is?
Scrub is what you wear when you go to the hospital.
No.
Doctor's office.
A scrub is a man who doesn't get no love from me.
Really? That's new. Nice to know. Thanks.
A scrub is kind of like a loser guy.
Really?
Yeah, see? Huh. I don't want no scrubs.
I had scrubs on yesterday, but the scrubs I had on yesterday were because I was getting an MRI and nothing to do with a guy. Anyway, TLC in the news today because they're funding an album through a Kickstarter campaign.
They need to do that?
This is a Grammy Award winning group.
Yeah.
They're depending on their fans to fund the release of what they say is their final album.
Aww.
And they're using Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding campaign. Let's see here. There's T-Boz and Chili. Mm-hmm. Who else is
Left
in this group?
Eye. Well, Left Eye. See, it was T-Boz.
Lisa Lopes is her name.
Lisa Lopes, but Left Eye is what they call her. She died in a plane crash. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there's only two. So how do they get the same sound? How do they get this? If they all were components, how do you take one third of them away and still have the same quality?
You know, I don't know. I haven't ever seen them in concert, but from what I hear, they bring her tracks in with them.
Ah, okay.
Into the song.
Okay, so if you want to donate $5 and you're a supporter, you'll get an exclusive digital track, and you'll be able to communicate with them during their recording sessions. Higher pledges give you the concert ticket VIP treatment, custom recorded voicemail by T. Boz and Chili, and an in-person fitness class taught by Chili.
She's buff.
Is she?
Whoa, you'd like those beefy arms.
All right. Well, there you go. That's why that's a big deal. All right. So meanwhile, back in the ranch, fun time on Good Day with a return to the late night show comedians. From last night, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
People are already talking about the next presidential race.
Right.
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah. You feel like, give us time.
Right.
Let us ease into it.
Yes.
But no, they're already talking about it. According to a new poll that just came out, nearly 6 out of 10 Republicans want Mitt Romney to run for president. 6 out of 10. And so do 10 out of 10 Democrats.
First time there's been a sports controversy about deflated balls that doesn't involve steroids. I said the Patriots were deflating the footballs. When asked about it, Tom Brady said,
"Oh man, that is ridiculous. I mean, this stuff is good. Come on, but I'm done. Show's over. Forget it. I don't want to do it. Don't stop. No comment."
The other big story is tomorrow's State of the Union address, and I read that during President Obama's speech, one cabinet member will be asked to stay behind to run the government in case there's a crisis at the Capitol. At least that's what they're telling Biden. Now, you got to stay in your room and be the boss of everything. Just stay home. You don't have to come, okay? Cool. We'll get you eat ice cream, all the ice cream you want.
Palpable excitement in the air because it is that time of year again. President Obama will make his State of the Union address tomorrow night. And here is a cool drinking game you can play. Instead of watching the speech, drink.
That's an idea I hadn't thought of.
That makes it easier.
Yes. All right, so the polls are out. Most people are lackluster in their interest. I think the ratings last year, well, they put it on all the major networks, right? NBC, CBS, ABC, yeah. Fox will have this.
Yeah.
And they shift on NPR. All the good TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Right, take all the good TV shows away. So that means that they don't only, they have no revenue for the hour. Does the speech last about an hour, usually?
Yeah.
Give or take, yeah.
They have no revenue and no watchers, no viewers. Good deal.
Win-win. People are out in the bars.
All the way around.
Happy hour specials.
28 after on good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Jonathan Alter and Ron Christie. Coming right up, will the 114th Congress be about the Keystone Pipeline or Keystone Cops?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Alter and Christie. Will the incoming GOP, 114th Congress, be only about opposing Obama, or will there be a positive agenda?
Well, I think there's certain areas that Republicans and Democrats can move forward constructively on. I think trade has the highest likelihood of passing not only the House, but the Senate to go to the president to give him trade promotion authority, which would allow him to fast-track negotiations mm-hmm. with other countries. Once you start delving into the tax realm, once you start looking at immigration, I think things look a little bit more dicey. But one thing I do believe that we're going to see with the Republican Congress is we're going to go back to regular order. We're going to have committee hearings, we're going to have the amendment process, and the minority will have a vote, unlike what we've seen out of Harry Reid for the last several years.
I actually agree with Ron. I think there can be some progress, not just on trade, but possibly on taxes. And the one area I'm really looking to is infrastructure. Now, this is something the Republican Party was founded, but on what were then called internal improvements. All of these Republicans have voted for it in the past. The only reason they've been against it for the last 6 years is because Barack Obama is for it. So now maybe if they can get past this really quite idiotic view that anything that the president proposes they have to be against, we can make progress on infrastructure.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Jonathan Alter.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Never was a captain for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. I got you. Let's go.
You have us. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the Duggar, the Jenner, and the Kenner. How's that? It's a way for us
you
to
rhyme.
Start.
I like that.
The Jenner and the Kenner. The circumstances with Martin Luther King Jr. Day, amount of time that was spent on this or not in your family, in your circle. 25% of the people who pursued answering our daily poll at DougSteffen.com said they were attending some sort of special event. What sort of special events were held in Los Angeles, Jennifer, where you are yesterday?
There was a big parade in downtown L.A.
Yeah. And how many people, when you say big parade, you know how many people were actually participating in this?
I don't.
What was the purpose of it?
Well, just a Martin Luther King Day parade. I'm not sure how many people were there, but when I saw that, I mean, it didn't look like it was a small gathering. It wasn't huge, but it didn't look tiny.
Yeah. And so you weren't there.
No, I had to work.
You watched it on, well, you had to work. You could have taken an hour off if you really believed in the cause and gone down there and
have
held up a
have you heard about my new schedule?
Yeah.
I believe in the cause. Just
right.
Don't have any time.
So, Kenny, what did you do yesterday that was of interest and connected to this?
He meditated.
Yeah. I don't know. My day's being upside down. I slept while anything was going on.
Good. And you
in
slept
San
well.
Diego, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade was actually, I think, last weekend.
How was it?
Closer to his birthday.
Right. The birthday is, we do these Monday holidays because of the unions and have nothing to do with the reality when his birthday really was kind of like Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the unions didn't get at Christmas, but the Catholics did. So that's why we have Christmas. People roll their eyeballs when I get off onto this. Jesus was actually born around March 24th, 25th, somewhere in there. And so the fact that we celebrate his birth and listen to all these songs and things, it's a nice way to end the year. For sure, it's good for business. It's nice to celebrate whatever you think he was all about. But if you kid yourself into thinking that he was actually born
You mean Jesus was not a Sagittarius? What?
No, he actually was an Aries, which is pretty interesting.
Okay. This is probably not good.
Too much fire. Well, I've seen good. Fire and rain. Well, Aries is a fire sign. You know that.
Right.
So what does that mean? That's something that we can discuss at some other point in time. Did you know this week is National No Name Calling Week?
What? And it's State of the Union Week, too?
This is National No Name Calling Week.
So does this mean I can't call you Doug, or I just can't call you as so-and-so?
No. Do you know the movie, I'm sorry, the novel The Misfits? James Howe?
No.
Focusing on four best friends trying to survive the seventh grade in the face of all too frequent taunts based on their weight, their height, their intelligence, and their gender expression. I didn't realize that by the time you're in the seventh grade, you had gender expression, but I guess the way things are now. Yeah. So anyway, these friends create a new political party during student council elections, run on a platform aimed at wiping out name calling. The No Name Party is what it's called. Wins the support of the principal in the school, and therefore the No Name Calling Day at school began. So, a lot of people in schools will go through that. I wonder why every day couldn't be No Name Calling Day, or this every week couldn't be No Name Calling Week. Or okay. Is that week? Okay.
I am not for bullying. Luckily. I was not a victim of bullying in high school or in grade school. But I think we're taking this. Okay, and I think that's awful because I saw some of the kids who were, and I think back to it. I was never a bully, obviously. I don't have that bone in
Very
my body.
Yep.
But, you look back at these kids and you see they had a really tough time. There is bullying, and then there is name calling, and I think that there are two different things. Name calling is more of a classification. You deal with it. It's how you describe somebody.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
You've got to toughen up to the names that people are going to call you in life, because I've got news for you. It doesn't stop when you get to be 30, 60, 90, 120.
Yeah.
It continues to go on, and you just, the brain classifies people in weird ways, you know, and you don't mean to do it in a mean way. And I think to take it completely away from kids is doing them a disservice, because then when they get out the real world and someone goes, hey, shorty, right, you're going to fall to pieces.
Hey, dummy.
I don't know.
Kenny, you're a read on this, please.
Oh, I couldn't drive if I couldn't call names.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, dumb son of a... Okay, I got that. Right. All right, so that's the
story. Hey, moron.
Get out of the way.
Everybody does it at some point in their life or in their head. You just have to learn how to deal with it and not take everything so personally.
Names in the news. Tiger Woods got his tooth knocked out.
Yeah, you know his ex-wife is going, just a quiet hee.
Showed up yesterday to surprise his girlfriend in Italy. Lindsay Vonn is her name. She was involved in the World Cup performance, record-setting World Cup performance, while he had a face mask on for a fair portion of his time on the slopes. It was cold. Close-ups reveal that he is apparently missing a tooth or a tooth.
Let's all name call him. Hey, Toothless.
He was the victim, apparently, of an overly aggressive media corps member. His agent said that was the story. Anyway, during a crush of photographers as the awards podium at the World Cup event in Italy was taking place, somebody that was in the media with a shoulder-mounted video camera pushed in toward him and hit him in the face, hit him in the mouth.
The mouth.
His tooth was knocked out in the incident. Wow. Sounds big, huh?
Ooh, big time. Hard.
Hit him again. Hit him again. Harder. Harder. Right? That's how it goes. Hit him again.
Hit him again. What, you want to knock another tooth out?
All right. The consumers of America are speaking. You're a consumer, Jennifer.
I am.
Kenny is a consumer.
Sometimes more than I need be.
I'm a consumer. Sounds like a monkey song. I'm a consumer.
I'm a consumer. Young guns one now.
All right, so this is a focus on younger consumers because the media and everybody who sells things doesn't think those who have money that are over 50 are worth considering. It's always all about the young consumer and what they are willing to pay for. Well, according to a USA Today story, the United States of America is home to people who are willing to cough up more for food. Not for a lot of other things, but if the food is really good. This is cut right out of the Doug Steffen playbook. I couldn't have written a better article.
Okay.
No, I mean, under the circumstances, I have a dairy farm, and I sell very expensive products at my dairy farm because they're worth it and because people will pay who understand and appreciate what they're getting. I think that's the case. People, and that's what the survey suggests, if you read it USA Today yesterday, young people interested in paying premium prices for food because they are healthier, or at least they think they are. Older folks set in their ways, and see, this goes back to advertising and why advertising is as it is. Why do people who are sponsoring things on programs like mine value more those who are from 25 to 54 than those who are 35 to 64 or 45 to dead? Because the older people, so they think, don't ever change their mind. They always buy the same product. Hello, have you looked in the car lot lately to see who's buying cars, who's changing, how many older people that used to drive Buicks are driving Toyotas now?
I believe that that's actually something that's changed, because my grandmother would, I remember, she'd go to the store and it was a thing. I mean, it was rare that she would try a new product. I think the most surprised I ever was when she went and bought Honey Bunches of Oats cereal one day, and I was like, what are you doing? Where are your cornflakes? I mean, it was that was a thing.
Frosted flakes.
She'd buy the same butter. She would buy the same cream. She'd buy the same everything.
Yeah.
And but I think things are different now that people have more access to information. I mean, with this, people seem to be wanting to live longer, better their lives. They think they can do that with healthier products. I think you're seeing a shift.
They can.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same anymore. I think today's 70-year-old or 75-year-old is a lot different than a 1950s.
I use this as an example. Please forgive me for the personal reference. I sell raw milk in my dairy store at Eastley Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. People always ask me, how can I see what's going on at the farm? Go to eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H.
Click on the buy raw milk button.
Yep, you can do that. So yesterday we sold almost 300 gallons of raw milk at $11.50 a gallon. Doesn't that tell you something? It was the busiest Monday we've ever had, and I don't know whether it was because we are promoting a little bit more or better, or Martin Luther King, whatever it was.
Yeah.
People were celebrating Martin Luther King by coming and buying raw milk. But I use that only as an example of what's going on. The Global Health and Wellness Survey that I'm referring to, or that's in the USA Today article, offers pretty compelling stats that younger consumers, Jennifer's age and younger, are far more concerned about the food ingredients. They are far more concerned about genetically modified food. And this is why Monsanto is trying so hard to jam it and cram it now, because they know that their act isn't working with the younger generations. It isn't working. So this is a survey, by the way, of tens of thousands of consumers in countries all around the world, not just here. The most health-centric Generation Z, that is those who are under 20, 41% say they would be willing to pay a premium for healthier products. That compares with 32% of those who are considered millennials, 20s and 30s, and about 21% of baby boomers, which is where, Kenny, you're right on the cusp of the last year, I think, of baby boomerism, right?
Yeah.
And then me, I'm in the first year of it. So I will tell you that that's the complete motivation I have for buying things, completely. And I'm not in this age demo, but I will tell you that many people that I know who are my age, the people that I'm around, who maybe see or are observant as to what they have as opportunity and what they want to put in their bodies, say and think the same thing. So this is called a locavore. If you're not familiar with it, you can look it up. Locavore, L-O-C, L-O-C-O-V-O-R-E, or L-O-C-A, it's spelled by some people, locavore movement, is basically aimed. I was in the store yesterday on the farm, met a young four-year-old fellow who was happy to be in the store. His mother, what did she tell me she did? I'm trying to remember. She was some kind of scientist, and she has been coming to the farm since we started selling the raw milk. I don't see many of the people. They don't spend much time in the store. People who come on, and she just thanked me for offering not only the ability to buy this milk and the cheeses, and we're about to start making yogurt and stuff there, but also for offering an opportunity for children to see where the milk comes from. They can go touch the cow. They can feed the cow. They can ride around the pasture with the cows. They can learn that a big animal isn't scary. They can learn that noises are not unhealthy. But that's been drilled out of a whole generation. Your generation, Jennifer, and the millennials, for the most part, you've all been steered away from what makes sense when it comes to food and your understanding or your interest, your attitude toward what it is. That's why so many people are so out of shape. I guess that's the word. We're putting it anyway.
It's true. Well, we were the fast food. We're the 80s generation, yeah, you know, the fast food generation. The don't think about where it comes from. Just do all the time.
All right, let's think about where BuzzBox coffee comes from.
Oh, I was hoping you would talk about BuzzBox.
BuzzBox, why do you want me to talk about BuzzBox
coffee?
Because
I came up with something so awesome to do with BuzzBox.
Did you? Please. I have goosebumps. I'm thinking about I have goosebumps.
Okay, well, BuzzBox coffee is delicious. Like any of the roasts that you get.
Delicious or delicious?
Delicious.
Delicious, okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
Got it.
But they don't have the fake flavors in them, which is great because, uh-huh, but sometimes you want like a little jazz for your coffee. Okay, so here's what I did.
What did you do?
Take a real cinnamon stick.
Yeah.
I put it in my cup.
You sell those at Eastleigh Farm in the store, too.
A real cinnamon stick in my cup, and I brew the BuzzBox over it.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
that sounds like a cool deal.
It's delicious. Right. Cinnamon person.
Join Jennifer in the BuzzBox Brigade. The official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is BuzzBox Coffee, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X. If you spend any time at all at DougSteffen.com, you'll see the big orange box on every page on our website, and you'll see the information about how it smells, how it delivers on its promises, how it's just a wonderful product. 866-456-7805. Get you started with BuzzBox Coffee. How will that happen? Well, you'll sign up for a free pound. You'll pay for the shipping. It'll come to you. You'll smell it when it comes out of the mailbox. You'll drink it. You'll think, my God, what have I been missing all these years? If you've got an everyday habit, having a cup of coffee once, twice, three, four times a day, you need to call 866-456-7805 and sign yourself up for BuzzBox Coffee. Take advantage of what Jennifer has been describing. You'll be converted, I know, because it's Arabica coffee. I don't drink, but I know from listening, and I smell the stuff because Meredith drinks it and she gets it here.
And not acidic at all.
No, it's very, very, it's like what we were just talking about. The food, healthier food, this is the healthiest coffee you can buy. So you want healthy coffee, 866-456-7805. Sign up for the BuzzBox experience at DougSteffen.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Three past the hour. I give away
2 minutes, important minutes of your life. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and me. Shelley Palmer is off today, but we have many items of interest that have to do with your website, with the consumer electronicism. Is that a word, Kenny?
I like that.
Consumer electronicism.
Yeah.
Consumer electronicism. That's not
creative.
Like,
look at you.
And that consumer electronic. It's not like communism or socialism. It's electronicism. So if you're an interesting person and you're wanting to expand your horizons, electronicism in your ear next here on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, story at DougStefan.com. Matthew Carpenter. How many people know who Matthew is? Raise your hands, please.
I don't.
Well, you're going to.
Okay.
He started ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com.
Okay, I love him already.
Regretting his decision, made a plea for people to stop ordering at ShipYourEnemiesGlitter.com. You can go to the website for $9.99. Although, this, did they take it down over the weekend, Kenny? This website allows you to ship.
I don't know. He's been really overwhelmed
by the success of bombing your enemy.
That's really funny.
That's a Republican. This is heaven for Republicans and Democrats. Anyway, the website allows you to ship your enemy's glitter in an envelope guaranteed to spill everywhere upon opening. The campaign appealed to the sadistic users of the internet and has gone viral. And now employees have found themselves caked in glitter, asking people to please end this.
I think that's awesome. That's like the nicest thing ever. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's messy, but it's beautiful.
Here's the founder of the website. Please stop buying this horrible glitter product, he writes. I'm sick of dealing with it. As a web developer, you have made your glitter-coated bed, and I'm afraid you'll have to lie in it, said somebody who wrote on producthunt.com. Good God, people are crazy.
That's funny.
Aren't people nuts, nuts, nuts,
like
nuts,
like that
nuts.
Lucy episode where she makes a salad dressing and then doesn't want to sell it anymore.
Okay, Google may be selling auto insurance.
Oh.
Soon debuting an auto insurance shopping site where you can buy policies. Internet, apparently been doing this in England. One of the analysts who looked at this thing said in a blog post that Google Compare Auto Insurance Services, licensed to sell insurance in 26 states now, and to sell policies in at least one state on behalf of six different companies. So they're an aggregator, it looks like, Kenny. It's kind of like, what's the name of that outfit that we advertise all the time that's a life insurance? SelectQuote, right? SelectQuote's the same thing. They're not insurance people. They just aggregate. They take all of the data, sometimes millions of things, and they go to insurance companies and say, give us the best rate. That's what Google's doing. They have not started their own auto insurance company. They are selling auto insurance as an aggregator. Look for Amazon to do this. Who else would be good at this, Kenny? When you look at what Amazon's doing and Google are doing, are there others that are in that same category that would do this?
Amazon and Google are certainly the big ones. Apple could get into it, but they like to do things on their own platform, so it wouldn't be online.
Yeah. Online video, by the way, expected to hit $56 billion. Netflix, Hulu, Vudu,
YouTube.
In the next couple of years, 59 after the hour. It's a good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.